Property taxes will remain flat in Saratoga Springs in 2018. That's according to a comprehensive budget recently proposed by City Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan.
I was able to maintain a zero increase in the property taxes, but this is a budget that uses $1.5 million of fund balance. It uses $735,000 in a reserve that we had called the Tax Stabilization Reserve, and I'm using $250,000 out of our retirement reserve to make this budget work.
Madigan said city reserves are healthy. The $46.1 million general operating budget is up about $600,000, or 1.3% from last year's adopted budget. Madigan said the hike is attributed mainly to personnel and benefit cost increases. At the same time, she said tax revenues have been strong, but flat.
Sales tax revenues very strong. Mortgage tax revenues very strong. Occupancy tax, we're dealing with a bit of an issue there with the onset of things like Airbnb and HomeAway.
Five budget workshops are scheduled between October 11th and November 2nd. Down the Northway, Clifton Park in southern Saratoga County saw a decrease in spending with no tax increase in 2017. For 2018, Town Supervisor Phil Barrett said there will be a less than 3% increase in spending.
But there will be no general fund town tax again for 2018, which is very, very important to every Clifton Park taxpayer. Our highway tax will go up just a couple of dollars for the year for the average home.
General fund spending will rise from 2017's $16.8 million to $17.2 million. Like in Saratoga Springs and in many places across the state, personnel costs, including health benefits, are rising in Clifton Park.
We've taken great steps over the last 12 years or so to reduce our overall workforce and employee expense, but health care costs are rising, and we are making some strategic investments in town buildings and parks, as well as new equipment.
Barrett says the town's tax rate is low and fund balance is healthy. Overall, he says the town is in good fiscal shape. A public hearing on Clifton Park's proposed spending plan is scheduled for November 9th. Also, Friday, Troy's mayor unveiled that city's spending plan for next year, which includes a 1.174% increase. There's more on budget season at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.